بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the tafsir, the explanation of Surah At-Tur, chapter 52, and we have reached verse 20. قال الله تعالى متكئين على سرر وزوجناهم بحور عين. And they will recline with ease on thrones arranged in ranks, and we shall marry them to the Huris, those females with beautiful faces and fair eyes, beautiful eyes with wide, lovely eyes. So this is their situation in paradise. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His favor. They will be inclined on the thrones arranged in rank with tranquility and with openness and joy. That is because the inclination or the reclining is an indication of that. The reclining with ease is an indication, a reflection of the joy. Now, and these are arranged in ranks in the best way, and they will be arranged by the servants and the boys in paradise. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in the next verse, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاتَّبَعَتْهُمْ ذُرِّيَّتُهُمْ بِإِيمَانٍ أَلْحَقْنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ. And those who believe and whose offspring follow them in faith, to them shall we join their offspring. To them shall we join their offspring. And we shall not decrease the reward of their deeds in anything. Allahu Akbar. Every person is a pledge for that which he has earned. So those who believe and whose offspring also believed, follow them on faith, this is in reference to the young ones, to the young from their offspring. They will join them in their ranks. As to the elder ones, those who got married, then they are independent by themselves in their own ranks in paradise. They don't join their fathers or their their parents. That is because they have their own offspring in their level. So this refers to the young who will join their parents. And this elevation in rank, does not necessitate diminishing of reward or diminishing of the ranks of the parents. And that's why Allah said, وَمَا أَلَتْنَاهُمْ مِنْ عَمَلِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ in the next verse. And we shall not decrease the reward of their deeds in anything. So there will be no deduction from the ranks of the parents in proportion to the elevation of the ranks of the offspring. كُلُّ امْرِئٍ بِمَا كَسَبَ رَهِينٌ. Every person is a pledge for that which he has earned. This is a general foundation, that each one, each person is a pledge for what he has earned. As to nothing will diminish that. But as to the increment, this is a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon whom He chooses from His slaves. Then قال الله تعالى in 22, وَأَمْدَدْنَاهُمْ بِفَاكِهَةٍ وَلَحْمٍ مِمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ. وَأَمْدَدْنَاهُمْ بِفَاكِهَةٍ وَلَحْمٍ مِمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ. and we shall provide them with fruit and meat such as they desire. Such as they desire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides them continuously, forever, with these provisions of fruits and meats. وَلَحْمٍ مِمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ, and meat as such they desire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described this kind of lahm, of meat, that it is lahm tayr, the lahm of tayr. And this is the most delicious of meat. As in Surah Al-Waqi'ah, Allah mentioned this in Surah Al-Waqi'ah 56, verse 21. وَلَحْمِ طَيْرٍ مِمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ وَلَحْمِ طَيْرٍ مِمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ, and the flesh of fowls that they desire. Then in the next verse in Surah At-Tur, يَتَنَازَعُونَ فِيهَا كَأْسًا لَا لَغْوٌ فِيهَا وَلَا تَأْثِيمٌ. There they shall pass from hand to hand a wine cup free from any lagu, dirty or false, evil, vague talk between them, and free from sin, because it will be legal for them to drink. This is the cup of wine, and there are no effects like the effects it produces in this life, because they are different. The wine or the alcoholic beverages in this life cause intoxication and cause hallucinations, but concerning that of the hereafter, it doesn't have these effects. So there will be no slander, no false evil talk, no dirty ones, etc. talk, and they don't transgress against each other. قال الله تعالى after this, وَيَطُوفُ عَلَيْهِمْ غِلْمَانٌ لَهُمْ كَأَنَّهُمْ لُؤْلُؤٌ مَكْنُونَ, and there will go around boy servants of theirs to serve them as if they were preserved pearls, as if they were preserved pearls, meaning preserved from wind and from dust and the like, which may cause defect to it. Then in the next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, وَأَقْبَلَ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ وَأَقْبَلَ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ, and some of them draw near to others, asking questions, but in good manners, facing each other, not turning their backs towards each other, no slander, manners, and face to face. قالوا, and they said, anyone to the other, saying, إِنَّا كُنَّا قَبْلُ فِي أَهْلِنَا مُشْفِقِينَ. So they will be saying, aforetime, we were afraid with our families from the punishment of Allah. We were afraid with our families, meaning from the punishment of Allah. So, فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا. The next verse, فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا. But Allah has been gracious to us. وَوَقَانَا عَذَابَ السَّمُومِ, and have saved us from the torment of fire. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His favors. So Allah saved them. إِنَّا كُنَّا مِنْ قَبْلُ, before we reach this status, we were afraid, meaning in this life. إِنَّا كُنَّا مِنْ قَبْلُ, yes, in this life also, in the next verse, نَدْعُوهُ. إِنَّا كُنَّا مِنْ قَبْلُ نَدْعُوهُ. Verily we used to invoke Him. Meaning invoke Him, and this is worship and request. This is worship and request. Because the dua, the dua, the invocation, covers two meanings, worship and request. As to the first meaning, for example, as in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ. In Surah Ghafir, verse 60, Surah Ghafir, verse 60, and your Lord said, invoke me. Here, this is mean, it refers to the worship here, meaning believe in my oneness. And ask me for anything, I will respond to your invocation. Verily those who scorn my worship. You see that? Allah referred to it as worship here, the invocation in this verse. They don't invoke me. They will surely enter hell in humiliation. Now, the invocation with the meaning of request, this is in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. In Surah Al-Baqarah 186. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. In Surah Al-Baqarah 186. And when my slaves ask you concerning me, then answer them, I am indeed near to them, meaning by my knowledge and encompassment, etc. I respond to the invocations of the supplicant when he calls on me. So therefore, back to our verse 52:28. Verily, we used to invoke him. كنا ندعوه إنا كنا من قبل ندعوه. Verily we used to invoke him alone and none else before. This covers the dua of worship, like salah, sadaqah, charity, fasting, pilgrimage, righteousness towards the parents, keeping the ties of kinship. All of this is dua. All of this is dua in the meaning of worship. So, if you ask the invoker, why do you worship Allah? And if you ask him, if you ask the worshipper, and if you ask the caller, why you are worshipping Allah? The answer will be, أرجو رحمته وأخاف عذابه. I hope for his mercy and I fear his punishment. So therefore this worship is this ibadah takes the meaning of worship, of dua. This worship takes the meaning of the dua. Also we invoke Allah the dua of request. They seek none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they resort to none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they know that they are in need of him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that he is the one who is able to do all things. And in the end of the verse, innahu huwa al-barru rahim. Verily he is al-barr, the most subtle, kind, courteous and generous, the most merciful. Now this name al-barr is the one qualified with vast goodness and mercy. And from that is al-barriya. When you say in Arabic al-barriya, okay, al-barriya refers to the wilderness, having no construction in it, no buildings. So the meaning here of al-barr is that he, the most magnificent and most high, is qualified with vast goodness and vast favors and generosity. Ar-Rahim is the one who is most merciful. He bestows mercy upon whom he wishes from his slaves, tabaraka wa ta'ala. And in these verses, there is an explanation of the na'im, the bliss that the people of paradise will attain. And in that, there is also a benefit, which is in terms of the style in the Quran, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the punishment befalling the people of hell, then he mentions the bliss of the people of paradise, because this Quran is oft repeated, and the meanings are repeated in the Quran. Whenever there is a mentioning of the good, there is a mentioning of the evil, and whenever there is a mentioning of the bliss of the people of paradise, there is also a mentioning of the hell for the disbelievers. Why? What is the wisdom behind this? Is to have the one who recites the Quran between, in a state, always between fear and hope. Between fear and hope. Meaning having his life on this course of fear and hope. If he reads the verses of bliss, then he is hopeful. And if he reads the verses concerning punishment, he fears. And thus, the believer will worship Allah by both, by fear and hope. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the people of paradise, saved from the hell. إنه على كل شيء قدير وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم